Brent Venables spoke to Sooner Nation. What did he have to say? Some really interesting things about the defense improving. We'll talk about that on today's episode of Locked On Sooners.
You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Sooner Nation? Welcome to Locked On Sooners. Thank you for joining us and making Locked On Sooners your first listen every single day. We're free and available on all podcast platforms and on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button and that notification bell to let you know when new episodes drop. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. He's Josh Helmer. You can follow him on Twitter at JoshOnRef. And Josh, we had a State of the Sooners press conference to open spring ball today, and Brent Venables had a lot of really interesting things to say. You know, we're always going to get some good Brent Venables nuggets for you, but let's just open with this one. Just part of Brent Venables' opening statements. We'll start right here.
We've been really, really busy for the last 2.5 months. And from program installation, you got 26 players that this is the first time they've been on the squad here at midyear, and a few new coaches, obviously self-scouting, studying other people, finding ways that we can be better on and off the field, efficiency-wise, making the improvement where we need to, really taking a good hard look at ourselves, and then building our players from a strength and conditioning standpoint, speed standpoint, all the while developing, the right kind of mindset and getting our players a very clear vision of what it takes to be successful. But building team morale and chemistry and leadership, challenging our guys in a variety of ways, both on and off the field, is what we've really, worked on here for the last several weeks. I'm really excited about this group of guys. There's a hunger and an edge to them. Great, great humility, willingness to work and do the hard things that we ask them to. Have really, really responded in a big time way. Speed and strength gains across the board. Really excited about the improvement that we've seen from that standpoint.
So Josh, just initial takeaways from what Brent Venables had to say there.
Well, he thinks that the team has gotten better since the end of last season up until now, but obviously the proof will be in the pudding when we kick this thing off beginning next fall and beyond. And hopefully the installation of whether it's the roster construction or the understanding of the offense and defense, hopefully, yeah, that's further along this spring. And by the time we finish up in this spring, it'll be further along from where we're at right now. But I think that he's optimistic. General takeaway, John, that things are heading in a good direction for Oklahoma. But again, we could sit here all spring and have that conversation that things are heading in a good direction, and it kind of is what it is. We're not going to know things are heading into a good direction until we see next fall that things are heading into a good direction.
And to me, the thing that he touches on there is a lot of what we've talked about all offseason, and that's efficiency. And that's being more efficient offensively, more efficient defensively. They've taken a long, hard look at that. And that's the area that they got to improve the most. If they are better on third down, they're on both sides of the football. They're better in the red zone on both sides of the football. They're a better football team. They're maybe a 2-win better football team. That's how much the margin was, how small the margin was for this team. Convert a few more third downs, score a couple more times in the red zone. You might win a couple more games at least. Now, is an 8-win season that much better than a 6-win season? You feel better about it, but you just do those small things and it can really change the course of a season, just improving on third down alone, especially for an offense that wants to run at a fast pace and wants to move at a fast pace. When you go through and out really, really quickly, it does nothing for your defense. So if you're going to play fast, you got to be efficient. You got to convert third downs. You got to go on, drives. You got it. And that's an area that they got to get better at.
Anything from that opening statement that really struck you or grabbed you from Brent Venables? I think if we, not going to just play the Brent Venables press conference here for you on Locked On Sooners, we'll share good portions of it with you. But if we just kind of kept rolling that thing through, the next thing that Brent Venables said is, hey, we love the recruits, and I'm paraphrasing here, we love the recruits that we brought in, but guess what? The game's not played in athletic shorts, right? We got to put pads on, and these guys got to go tackle and throw and catch and block and all that fun stuff. So I take that comment, John, to mean that, again, Brent Venables feels, at least the roster construction standpoint, that they've done a good job. They like the signees that they brought in the recruiting class. They like what they've done in the transfer portal. But again, he wants to see this spring play out.
Yeah, you can't know until you know. You know, you know that you know that you know that you know. Once you see these guys on the field and you see them in competition, you know, hitting one another, playing offense, playing defense, scheming against one another, I think that's when you're going to feel a little bit better about it. And Brent Venables, he's going to be a guy that talks up his team. Like, he's going to take the blame on whatever goes wrong, put it on the coaching staff. He's going to try not to lay a lot of it at the players' feet. He's kind of a player's coach in that vein. But it was intriguing that he did. They saw speed improvements, strength improvements. I think that matters. If you're faster, you can get to the ball faster. You can potentially beat your opponent, you know, whether it's on defense or offense. If you're stronger, you can win in the trenches a little bit more, or you can win on the outside against press man. You can win that 50-50 ball, things like that. It matters. Like, those little things do matter. The testing elements matter, but it'll come down to what happens on the field. And he talked about, you know, the recruiting class they brought in. He really liked just the mental side that they come with, their ability to kind of diagnose and play the game of football. So that'll be an intriguing thing to watch as they kind of develop and progress through their time in Norman. Is that going to be something that holds true? You know, are we going to look at this like, man, that was a really good recruiting class because they just know how to, they just showed up, they played, they were impactful. And I think he also applied that same kind of element to the transfer portal class as well, in that we looked for guys that were leaders, guys that knew the game of football. They had good awareness. They were strong, just strong football players. They were just good football players. So I think those two things kind of really stood out from that. Just the idea that they're looking for guys that can play fast. And a lot of times we equate that with just speed, but also a lot of it is processing. You know, you can have a really great computer, but if your processing speed is slow, it's not going to work as well as you want it to. Trust me, I had a computer that was not doing great, and I had a hard time doing this show back in the spring of 2021. I had to upgrade my computer. I had to upgrade my processing so we could do more with it. But it all matters. It all comes together. But if they're playing, they're processing fast, potentially that means that they're going to be able to do more offensively, defensively, and be more effective on both sides of the football.
What do you make of Seth Luttrell coming back to the staff? I mean, it seems like sort of a slam dunk. This in an off-the-field capacity for Seth Luttrell, of course, former head coach at North Texas, you know, was a part of the national championship-winning team in 2000, back when Brent Venables actually was on staff as the defensive coordinator with Bob Stoops. So these two are familiar with one another, Venables and Luttrell, from that respect, dating all the way back to Luttrell being a player at OU and winning a national championship with Oklahoma. So seems like a slam dunk there that you got somebody that won a lot of football games, well, as a player. And I think, I mean, to me, North Texas, I thought he did a really good job with the Mean Green. So that, again, I kind of look at slam dunk. Why wouldn't it work for Oklahoma? But that one of the kind of key nuggets early that Coach Venables dropped from an, you know, coaching staff perspective, not a, you know, player perspective.
No, I thought it was a very interesting hire as well. And anytime that you can add somebody who's coached a lot of football and coached a lot of offense, I think it's going to help you. Anytime you can get somebody, you know, just enough or more minds in the room to come up with scheme, watch tape, find weaknesses of your opponents, I think it's going to matter. So I went through it. I wrote the piece over at Sooners Wire. You can check it out over there at SoonersWire.com. But as a co-offensive coordinator with the Arizona Wildcats in 2010, 2011, they averaged 28.2 points per game, 30.2 points per game. At Indiana in 20, 2012. They averaged 30.8 points per game. In 2012, they averaged 38. Sorry, in 2013, they averaged 38.4 points per game. I just need to read my own work as opposed to trying to summarize it. And then with the Tar Heels in 2014, Latrell's offense scored 33.2 points per game, followed by 40.7 points per game in 2015. So it's a dude that is able to create really good offensive production. With the Mean Green, only twice in the 6-7 years that he was there did his team average fewer than 30 points per game. One of those was his very first season with North Texas. So again, a very productive offensive coordinator, offensive mind, comes from the Oklahoma Sooners kind of coaching tree. Kevin Wilson's a big part of his coaching stops as well. So a good fit. He's going to fit right in with all those guys. They probably all know each other really, really well. He and Jeff Levy will probably work really closely together. And somebody dropped this nugget too, and potentially as maybe he's Oklahoma's next offensive coordinator. If Jeff Levy gets brought up in more coaching or head coaching job searches, then maybe it's Latrell's job next. But that's, who knows, that remains to be seen. It could just be a stop as he's looking for his next gig, because the dude's been around. He's been all over the place, coached in the Big Ten, the Pac-12, the ACC. So there's a chance he's going to get rehired. Whatever happens with Jeff Levy, he's going to find himself a job because he puts together really good offenses.
Well, and then the other staffing note would be that James Skalski, former Clemson linebacker, is joining the staff defensively as a graduate assistant. One final note on Latrell, and we'll jump to some other topics here. I do think that's an easy leap to make with Seth Latrell, that if things go really, really good for Oklahoma this season, and all of a sudden you've got Jeff Levy back on head coaching radars, which, or, you know, not that he necessarily fell off head coaching radars, but that right job, right? Because I think Levy seems to be waiting for that right opportunity. So great year. All of a sudden, the head coaching opportunity that Levy wants pops open. He gets offered the gig. Then maybe, Seth Latrell could be that next offensive coordinator. But just in the here and now, it's somebody that, as you pointed out, you ran down the track record. Don't have to repeat that. Been a part of some really successful offenses. Obviously, I thought had a great run as the head man at North Texas. So Latrell, Skalski, couple of really big time additions to the staff, bro. Yo.
Yeah. And as we're recording this right now, Oklahoma's in the fourth quarter of their round of 32 matchup with the UCLA Bruins. It's a tight ball game. Oklahoma trails by 2 at the moment. We're going to continue to track this. A little more than 8 minutes to play in the game. Oklahoma had a huge third quarter where they outscored the Bruins by a big margin, 26-12, to take the lead and get back in the basketball game. So we'll continue to react. We'll follow this along as we go. We're going to continue to react to some notes and nuggets from Brent Venables' press conference today. But first, Josh is going to talk to you all about our friends over at FanDuel.
Maybe a little wide receiver conversation coming your way next. But yes, it is here and gone with the midway point of the NBA season, the National Hockey League season. So what does that mean? Well, it means right now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Safe, secure, super easy to use. Where new customers, you get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. You can bet on everything from the money line to point scores, threes drained. What does FanDuel do on top of that? Well, they even let you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Don't miss the chance to get your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. So I think there's one of two directions, I guess we could go. And I'll leave this up to our executive producer, Mr. John Williams here. Would you like to talk offense or defense? Because really, I mean, Venables spoke for 40 minutes and one of the topics was wide receivers. Another topic was pretty generic. Why is this defense going to get better? Which direction would you like to go?
Well, I'm a sucker for wide receiver play. So boom.
You know, a couple of them were guys that were freshmen. Nick Anderson, you know, was banged up most of the year last year. Jaden Gibson was still just really tall and skinny and learning how to have the right mindset every day. J.J. Hester is a young player still. He came in from Missouri and was hurt, had surgery and sat out all the year. Even Gavin Freeman, who we created a role for him, you know, he didn't come in till late. So those are guys there, just to name a few, and Andrew Anthony is another newcomer, really a guys that weren't in the competition last year for those reasons I just said. And so I think those will we're really excited about that group of guys. If you went down each one of them, what you loved about them, and take up everybody's time. But we did lose, you know, quite a bit of our production from a receiving standpoint. But I really love that group of guys, in addition to, you know, other guys are returning that have played, Farouk and Drake in particular, as guys that, you know, that we know can play winning football. And then we have a couple of signees that will be coming in sometime in the first part of June that we also feel we'll be able to jump into the mix and hopefully help us as well.
So it's a good group that Brent Venables likes, that this coaching staff really likes. And it's guys that we've been talking about, but there were reasons why they didn't necessarily get an opportunity to contribute last year. But it's going to be quite an interesting wide receiver battle that takes place this spring, Josh.
And I feel like Brent Venables echoed a lot of what we had sort of prognosticated or formulated as possibilities for Oklahoma at wide receiver. A lot of what we believe to be true. The head coach just said it, right? That you've got Farouk, you've got Stoops. These are proven commodities. And then there's a lot of unknown. So much unknown that Coach just told you right there, even Pettaway and Brown, who aren't here, he's saying, yeah, they're going to get a chance to be thrust into the mix too. So there's a lot of shuffling that's going to, I think, take place during the spring and throughout fall camp at wide receiver. I don't think that there might be some guys, John, throughout the spring that get a leg up just because, guess what? They were here for the spring. They've got the terminology. They've got all of that already figured out over a Pettaway, over a Keon Brown. But man, generally speaking, that's going to be an open competition for a lot of those wide receiver slots, I think, all the way through the fall camp. I mean, I think that is just going to be ongoing.
And it will. There's so much talent there for them to work with that they're not going to settle on anything right now. And I think we'll see a lot of these guys factor in and be contributors. Even if Jahlil Farouk and Drake Stoops are two of your starting three wide receivers, you're going to see guys, you know, like a Gavin Freeman. He's going to get opportunities because he was so productive as a freshman when given opportunities, that they're going to start working him in and really start preparing for life without Drake Stoops. And that could be with Gavin Freeman. That could be with an LV Bunkley Shelton. That could be with a guy like JJ Hester. Out on the outside, J.J. Hester, Andrew Anthony, kind of being your deep threat, you know, possibilities. Who knows? If Jahlil Farouk has the season I think he's going to have, then he could be off to the NFL next year. So you got a lot of guys that you got to worry about developing. You got to start, you know, picking those guys out and figuring out who's going to be not just contributors for this year, but 2023 and beyond as well. So let's turn our attention to what Brent Venables had to say about why he thinks the defense is going to be better, Josh.
The improvement process, you know, it can be very, very discouraging. And but foundationally, I know we have the right foundation. And then I believe in the guys that are in that locker room. And then what I've seen, and again, you know, I really expect wherever we are today, you know, by the time April 22nd gets here, that we're going to see improvement. And I just use years and years of experience. Never happens fast enough. And wherever we are by the end of next season, you know, it still ain't going to be good enough. And I want our guys, the best of the best, are never satisfied. But I expect us to be on another planet defensively. You know, everybody else can talk about, you know, projection of rankings and all those types of things. I just want to see improvement in all the basics, the fundamentals. Our guys played with good effort last year. We just didn't play or coach well enough in a lot of areas. And again, we got to continue to improve with our fundamentals, you know, our techniques, our understanding, and again, the physicality that it takes to win. And win with great defense. And at the point of attack, we weren't very good last year. And, you know, we got bullied around and beat up too much, whether it was outside on perimeter screens or at the point of attack on a quarterback counter. And got knocked off the ball and got ran through and just play bad defense. And if we put it on the field, it means we coached it. So we got to get better, coaches and players. But I really like the hunger and the toughness that these guys have attacked the out of season and the edge that they have going in to spring ball. And I think it takes those things first to, you know, you ask me why I believe that we're going to be better. And that's why.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a lot to play for. They've got a huge chip on their shoulder after what happened last year. And it's going to be a young defense in a way, in that it's that you don't have a lot of returning starters necessarily, aside from guys like Ethan Downs, Reggie Grimes, Danny Stutzman, Woody Washington, Billy Bowman. Okay, that's like half your defense, but you also hope that your newcomers through the transfer portal are going to be guys that take steps and become starters and make this defense better than what it was a year ago. But a lot of those guys that were also here on the scene a year ago, hopefully they're going to improve as well, so that you're improving everything on the defensive side, not just the starting lineup, but also the two deep, the depth that Oklahoma has.
Took some of the words out of my mouth right there. The transfer portal additions, hopefully they can provide some of that attitude and aggression and hunger that Brent Venables is talking about there. That look, he said effort wasn't a problem, but just maybe day-to-day attitude, just every little piece of the puzzle. Hopefully those guys don't need a lot of coaching up in that respect, that a McCullough can step right in and have that, that a Bothroyd can step right in and bring that to the table. I know that what he said, that Trace Ford is somebody that is kind of working his way back injury wise a little bit, though expects him, I think, to be full go by the time that the whole spring is done. So just all of those defensive transfer portal additions, that hopefully they can be a big part of that process for Oklahoma too, to where they just get it like that snap of a finger as soon as this thing goes, because Oklahoma does, man. It needs to be a different world defensively. What was the phrasing that Brent Venables used there? What was the phrasing that he said?
I expect us to be out of this world better, something like that.
Yeah, out of this world differently, or whatever the phrasing was. He expects tremendous growth and whatever that looks like. And then I think he quickly, again, paraphrasing here, John, basically said, you know, and not necessarily just the statistical, what that looks like, right? But the attitude needs to be drastically different. And then it will obviously trickle down and parlay itself into all of a sudden a lot of the items that you and I've talked about. Third down defense obviously can improve. Okay. Critical moments. Red zone defense obviously can improve. On and on and on. Rushing defense, passing defense, all of these things can improve. But again, it starts with those foundational items.
Yeah, he expects them to be on another planet defensively, were the exact words there, Josh. I do too. I really do think that they're going to be better. I just don't see how they could be worse. That's one way to put it. But also, I think just a lot of the talent that they brought in, and we talk about edge. Reggie Pearson to me is the epitome of what they're trying to make this defense into. Someone who's going to arrive with ferocity and intensity to the ball carrier and not just tackle him, but put a really big hit on him. And we saw Reggie Pearson do that. If that can kind of infuse itself throughout the defense, and you can see a guy like Danny Stutzman start to play with that kind of an attitude and that mentality, man, that could really, really kind of change the way we view this defense. Because that was the biggest difference I saw between Oklahoma and, say, Kansas State and TCU and even Baylor to an extent, was just the physicality and the intensity that they played with. I didn't feel like Oklahoma had that as much. And that could be just kind of a leftover attitude or identity from the Alex Grinch days, where it was speed D, but yeah, it just wasn't there as much. Not, there weren't enough like Ronnie Perkins. And I know he was an Alex Grinch guy, but there weren't any of that kind of mentalities, like dudes that just want to snatch your soul, like Mortal Kombat sort of a thing. You need some of those guys. You need guys on defense that are just going to look to just put you in the ground and bury you figuratively obviously. We don't want anybody actually literally doing that. Sorry, I just had a vision of a Key and Peele sketch pop into my head. So yeah, it's going to be night and day different. I think it's going to be on another planet defensively, Josh. Any other parting words here before we get out of here? I know we're kind of tracking Oklahoma women's basketball as they try to reach the Sweet 16, but anything else from Venable's kind of statements that you have thoughts on?
Man, I there's so much. We kind of run out of time here, but just in closing on the defense, I mean, I said it again and again and again. That's what spring's about. That's the biggest part of spring for me. Obviously, you need to get better at wide receiver. We played some of the comments there from Brent Venables on that. Offensive tackle is an area you'd like to start to get some answers to throughout the spring. But, man, it's growth defensively. It is the biggest puzzle piece for Oklahoma. And I think Brent Venables understands that, not just because he's a former defensive coordinator and he's defensive-minded and he's a defensive guy. You and I and everybody else saw it last year. This team, this program, they've got to get better on that side of the football. And again, the opening statements, some of the remarks he's made there, he understands that it needs to be on another planet by the time that they exit the spring and by the time this next season kicks off. But I think he's optimistic. I think he's optimistic that's going to happen. Again, talk is cheap. Words are just words, and it's a results-driven business. But we're going to find out, right? We're going to find out real quickly how much progress Oklahoma ultimately has made once the fall kicks off. But even, you know, by the time spring ends, we're going to have an indication of maybe how some of these position battles are shaking out and who's really, you know, has shown growth in what direction maybe this defense is headed.
Yeah, the way the coaching staff talks about this defense as the spring progresses will be interesting, but it's that road trip to Cincinnati. That's the one that I'm looking at as, okay, that's when I'm going to know quite a bit more about this defense than what I know now, because maybe Cincinnati won't be the best offense in the country, but that's your kind of first Big 12 test. You got to pass it defensively. I mean, you're going to get tested all throughout the Big 12 season. And if you're going to struggle, that's kind of going to be the first spot, I think, where we see them struggle. But that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Sooners. Thank you so much. The Oklahoma Sooners women's basketball team is still in a tight ball game as the fourth quarter is over halfway through, 63-60 right now as we're recording. We'll talk about the outcome of that game on our next episode of Locked On Sooners. We have a big interview coming up later this week that we can't wait to share with you as well. And we got to talk about Oklahoma's big 5-0 weekend in the Hall of Fame Classic on the softball diamond as well. But until next time, he's Josh Helmer. I'm John Williams. We'll talk to you then. Boomer Sooner.